Today I have a question for you, and that is, if you have to choose, and you have to choose, just in this moment you have to choose, so if you have to choose between everybody liking you or you liking yourself, what would you choose? And in a perfect world, of course, I would say both. Just to like myself and that everybody in the whole wide world would like me back. And I think, if we are honest, I think that would be great. Everybody would like that. But since the world isn't perfect yet, it's kind of, this is really a real question to ask, because I think and feel and see that a lot of people would answer the first thing. They would prefer to be liked by everybody. And in trade of that, not liking themselves. And it seems weird, but I've been there years and years ago myself. And I remember there's something beautiful being liked by everybody, because of course it's so nice when you come and people enjoy having you there, and people calling you all the time, and everybody just want to be with you. And I remember, for me, at some point, I said it in some earlier talks here, that I came to a point where I didn't like myself. I had to go in and see, oh my God, everywhere I go, people like me. They think I'm so nice and so kind and so jolly and so smiley and so everything. And I was. But I didn't like myself, because I felt like I didn't have a voice. I felt like I just did what everybody told me to. I behaved like was how I was supposed to behave, from my parents and my teachers and my coaches and my, God. And it was kind of, I didn't exist. I couldn't separate myself from the world and everybody's demands and wishes for me. Kind of, I just follow them and kind of lost my core, my heart, my soul, and my personal definition of me and my medicine, as I always talk about, my medicine to the world. Because my medicine to the world isn't just being what everybody wants me to be, even though it's nice. But I think at some point in life, we can't just live our life like other people want us to live. And it comes to, I said also this before, you come to a place where be authentic and true to your own heart and soul becomes so much more important than being liked by everybody else. Yeah, my cat Joy is agree with this. So, and then you have to dig deep into yourself and go into the rabbit hole and kind of figure out what makes you do what everybody else is telling you to do, and in the process selling out your soul or yourself or your own identity. Why is it so important to be seen and heard and liked and loved, and you kind of feel this emptiness and just shallow, hollow feeling that you're just there for everybody else? You're born just to serve everybody else and not to take care of yourself and be yourself and feel what you're feeling and set healthy boundaries. And So that's a beautiful, it's harsh, but it's a beautiful process if you dare to go in there and work and see on all the layers. Because to love yourself and like yourself, I think there's some misunderstanding there that once you love yourself and like yourself, you have to be kind of egocentric or very selfish in some kind of way. But my experience with that, with other people that I work with and other people that I don't work with, but people that I know and love and are friends with and friends of my friends and myself, when I came to that point, when you come into that point or that place in yourself that you feel whole and integrated and can, you're kind of connected to the universal soul and the universal love, and it's not outside, it's inside. When you go inside, you connect with the outside. It's a weird thing, but you know what I'm talking about if you're going down that road. So, and it just becomes peaceful, and suddenly everything makes sense, or not everything makes sense, but you can see where everything comes from. And I don't know, and the surge isn't there anymore. It's just kind of balance and harmony inside out, I will say. And a feeling of never lonely and just being held and loved, and because it's something rooted in yourself, and it's not depending on another person to love you or like you or say the right words, and if somebody hurt you, you don't lose yourself in that, or you don't go home and sit and cry over it, or what did I do wrong, or it doesn't scare you anymore to be rejected, and it doesn't freak you out, and it doesn't make you angry, and it's kind of you see where people are and where you are, and it's fine. We are on different frequencies and in different stages in our lives, and we all have our journey. So, and of course, when you start working with yourself and you find this beautiful respect and love for yourself, a lot of people start not liking you. it's a very weird thing. When you don't like yourself, a lot of people love you, or most people. And when you suddenly love yourself and like yourself and respect yourself, people run away. And this is also very common, and I think that's why a lot of people don't want to go there, because they don't want to lose people. So, and then they lose their self instead. So of course you can always choose. But for me, it was very rare to see how many people that was around, just because I did them favors and always smiled and shared them and always did what they wanted me to do. And when I wasn't mean in any way, still polite and still, but with more boundaries and more, I don't know, clearer in what I wished for and wanted and liked, and suddenly put a voice or meanings, my personal meanings and experiences and wisdom into the mix, and then suddenly people freaked out. And that's okay. It's sad, but it's okay, because then you can differ who's there for you and your true self. Because to be honest, I personally want to be alone instead of having a lot of people being there for all the wrong reasons. So I think if we don't dare to be ourselves in this life, it's kind of what the use. I think it's so important in this journey, in this life, to go in to every part of ourself and stand out in the world as ourself. that will benefit the world. We will benefit from it. I think we will get rid of a lot of anxiety and depression and paranoia and neurosis. And I think so much from all of those things comes when we go into our minds and kind of leave our hearts alone and don't dare to live from our hearts and our true self and our personality and our, yeah, the beautiful inner child that we are all carry inside, and go into the brain and try to please everybody and see what works, what doesn't work. When am I loved? When I'm not loved? When I do this, then people are, it's kind of a way to manipulate yourself and others. So that's not a good thing. I like to be authentic. And I, in the beginning, remember this is years and years and years and years ago. I remember, of course, when people left, it was so sad because I wasn't used to that. I was used to people always being around and always, yeah, calling up on me or yeah, there was always people around all the time, a lot of people. So I remember it was weird to kind of start dealing with another reality, but this for me was the real reality, I will say, because this was real, because when I stood forward as myself and people left, of course you kind of get the door in your face and you can of course choose to go back. And kind of just kidding with it. And, oh, sorry, no, that was not me. And you can kind of lie again and go into the illusions and everything you build around you, defenses and everything. But it's kind of, I was at some point in my life, that wasn't an option. It wasn't a real option. I didn't want to, I've been in the lies, I've been in the illusions, I've been in the circus, I will say, and I was so tired of that. I just wanted to be real and raw and true to myself and loved feeling this love and respect for myself and the few people that stayed, really, they just bursted my heart with joy and love and laughter and magic, because then you really find out that you really, it's true that you really just need one or two that really sees you and loves you for who you truly and deeply are. And the other ones that aren't there anymore or doesn't want to defend you or get to know you or share you, it's not worth your time on, using your time on them. So, and what I also started to see was the people that was really mean. You know, there's a lot of hate and there's a lot of people being really mean and harsh and bullying and everything. And you get used to it. It's kind of, you get thicker skin. But in the beginning, it's always tough and it's kind of a shock since I wasn't used to that. So, you just find your way to handle it. And I started to see this pattern of the people leaving or being harsh or really being hateful towards me was the people that wasn't free in their own life. So I think this is logical because when I became free and relaxed and true and honest and authentic, we kind of mirror each other. We project things. So when I came to the same people that I have been close to and with this barrier and this mask and this illusion and kind of lies that I was raised in, it was a safe space. But then I suddenly stood there kind of naked, soul-filled naked kind of. And then they got mirrored and you could so, it was so clear to see that the people that was really bad towards me and my love for myself and my peace with myself was the ones that didn't have peace with themselves. They didn't love themselves. They felt trapped. They didn't feel freedom. But instead of seeing that and embracing that and go into that and dare to heal and dig deep and come out of those shadows and those illusions, they kind of attacked me instead. They projected it back to me. So, and just seeing that, it's like just everything just clicked in a good way. And then I didn't even try to defend myself. It wasn't use. Why would I have this fight? I didn't want to. So I just took deep breath and just saw where they came from. And it's very nice when you can kind of put them in there and see, okay, that's why. Because the people that stayed, or the people that I kind of attracted after being fully, deeply me, those people are the people that is, or they're kind of maybe two kinds, or maybe there are some nuances as well, but two kind of people. They are the ones that are really free and integrated and whole, and that's why we kind of attract each other to be around or be friends and talk and love to be in each other's company, because we're not trying to trap each other or lure each other, or we're just open and honest and soul-filled naked, like I want to say. And they are the same. So there's no lies there. There's no defense. There's no attacking. It's just freedom. And it's so beautiful. And then you also have the ones I started to attract that was on the same path as that I had been on. With, you can see there's something missing in your life, and you kind of feel lonely, and you feel different, and you feel that the life you are living is not complete. It's not like you're missing another person, but you're kind of missing you. You're missing yourself in some kind of way. And that's, of course, when you have been raised to not being your truly fully self and been cheered to blossom in your kind of your own life. So I started to attract a lot of people on that journey that kind of was on their way to freedom, inner freedom, I will say, because we talked about this before. Of course, the world is not free in that kind of way. There's a lot of things going on that can make us feel trapped and not feeling free. But you can always find freedom inside yourself, because that's your personal oasis. No one can take what's inside of you. That's your treasure chest and your... So that's up to you how you will treat your inner waters. And then it was so nice to kind of come with them on their journey, because they had the respect back, and I could feel respect for them because I saw they opened up and they wanted to go on that journey, and they saw me for me, and they longed for that wholeness and freedom and respect. So that was also a beautiful meeting, or still are. There's always people on that journey, and we go back and forth, I will say. So I just want you to look inside and also look around you. And when you feel bullied and you feel attacked and feel that you have to defend yourself, and just see if it's worth using your energy on. Because if you see where the people is, I said it before, people that has love in their heart for themselves, true love, not this manipulative love, which isn't really love at all. So if you have true, sincere, healthy, peaceful respect and love for yourself, you will never go and attack and bullying and pressure and threaten anybody who has also found themselves and have really deep peace with themselves and radiate love and beauty into the world. So the moment that you feel somebody is kind of hacking you with energy or with words or with just the way they look at you, or the laugh they made at make of you, or something, or comments if you have Instagram or Facebook or something, or just people that you meet when you kind of express your true self and your own meanings and your reflections, and you kind of just get laughed at, or they kind of just stab you. Just see that it's their problem. Just breathe and just set them free, and don't go there. Don't use your energy on those people. They're kind of unfree. They're locked. They're not open-minded or open-hearted, and they have their journey to take when they're ready. But it's not worth it. They will awaken when they're ready. So use your time on the people on the same journey as yourself. Even, of course, our journey is never alike, but you can feel when you meet people that are on this journey and want to awaken and want to be free and want to find themselves and want to be the best version of themselves. You recognize them in the energy, in their eyes. You can feel this. It's kind of a feeling of feeling safe and a feeling of trust and honesty and authenticity. Even if you're not on the same page with meanings, you can feel that there are respect and you are heard and seen when you open your mouth and start talking. It's kind of they embrace you and hear you, and there's space for what you are saying and who you are. And it's beautiful. So again, feel into the question. If you have to choose, if you want everybody to like you, or if you had to choose to like yourself first, what would you choose? And choose what's right for you and work with what's right for you. But I think being able to feeling love for yourself and like yourself and feel respect for yourself while we're here on this planet, I think the planet will benefit from it. And I think that's the way to peace and harmony, and also with all the issues in the world and all the hate in the world would of course go away, because if people work with loving themselves, liking themselves, being the best version, making peace with their own heart and soul, and marry their heart and their mind and kind of unite the inner child and the grown up inside, we will be whole. And when we are whole and when we are peaceful and feeling love inside like a never-ending fountain, not outside, not depending on other people, but just inside, it's like you're getting nourished from inside, from this soul essence that you are, from the universal light and soul and love, this consciousness that's everybody comes from originally. It's our origin. So then there wouldn't be any reason for fighting or starting wars or sending hateful comments or stabbing people in behind or gossiping. And so it's really everything starts with us. There's a saying that's been said, if we want peace in the world, start with making peace in your own town, in your own neighborhood, in your own house, in your own heart. Start with yourself, your own inner garden, and make it flourish, make it bloom, make it colorful, make it peaceful. So put in the word, the work, the hard work is inside yourself. And when you find your inner garden of peace and love and light, then you will radiate that into the world, and the world will be a better place. At least your inner world, and people will see that around you. So I hope if you listen, you already like yourself and love yourself and respect yourself. Or if you don't, please dare to start that journey towards loving yourself and liking yourself and respecting yourself. It's the biggest reward you can get in this life. To be real and raw and be liked for who you are, and not at least like yourself for who you are. So, good luck.